We're following the latest news from Orlando, where the community is grieving and victims' families are identifying bodies today. 50 people, including the gunman, have died. 53 have been injured. 5 people are being called in grave condition. President Obama spoke about what's known so far about the shooter, Omar Mateen's link to ISIS or ISIL.
It does appear that at the last minute, he announced allegiance to ISIL. But there is no evidence so far that he was in fact directed by ISIL. And there also at this stage is no direct evidence that he was part of a larger plot.
NPR's Jeff Brady is in Orlando. And Jeff, we're learning more about some of the victims of the attack. You've been talking to their family members. What are you hearing and what are we learning about these people?
We are getting more of the names. It's taken a little while for authorities to release those names to the public because, of course, they want to notify the next of kin, the families first. Late last night, there were just a few names. I checked a few minutes ago. There are 36 names that have now been made public. We have 49 people dead, so that means there are still 13 people left who they're trying to find their family members.
And those family members, I'm sure, going through a terrible time right now. What have people been saying to you?
Yeah, it just so happens that the hotel we're staying at, family members were here when I arrived yesterday. This was where police were gathering them and telling them what information that they had at the time. And it was just a really emotional scene. There was a prayer vigil outside, people holding hands in a big circle, came into the lobby, and I don't think I've ever seen that level of suffering in one place in all of the difficult places I've been as a reporter. People crying and hugging. And it was just excruciating because folks didn't know if their family member was injured or if they were dead. And police would come in and they would announce, here's who we know who's in the hospital right now. And if you didn't hear your loved one's name, then you kind of had to assume that maybe they were part of, you know, one of the people who died in this shooting.
Are there still people who are unaccounted for?
The last I heard, there was one person they were still trying to identify. But when police talked this morning, they said they were just on the verge of finishing that process.
And we're hearing today that there are at least 5 people in grave conditions, so some people still in the hospital that we don't, you know, things could get worse for them.
Yeah, there were 53 people injured in this attack, and as you said, 5 people in grave condition. It's really been interesting to sort of see the information emerge. Police and authorities have tried to be very open with information in this particular case, but the specifics about a lot of those folks, we're not hearing too much. A few of the people who are dead, Governor Rick Scott was talking this morning, and he gave us a few details of people who he has heard about. If you look at that list of people on the list, a lot of them have Latino names. Yeah. He said there were people from Puerto Rico there. He talked about a woman who had moved to Orlando recently to care for her mother. He talked about another man who worked at this Harry Potter theme park that's located here.
And what more are we learning about the shooter and his motives? His father, Sadiq Mir Mateen, held a press conference this morning. He said he was mad at his son and apologized for his actions, which he called an act of terrorism. Here he is.
It's against my principle, against what I taught him. I wanted him to get more higher education to serve the community.
Now, he also said that if he knew his son was planning an attack, he would have called the FBI. But then he posted a video on his Facebook page saying that it was God who would punish gay people, that humans didn't have to do that. What are we learning more about the family, the shooter, and his motives?
Yeah, he's still a bit of a riddle here. You know, he lived about 2 hours south of Orlando, and we did hear a little bit also from his ex-wife. He was divorced, and she talked to reporters in Colorado and said that her former husband was mentally unstable and that he'd kind of get mad out of nowhere. So we still have a lot more to learn about this young man.
And we'll be following that all day long here. NPR's Jeff Brady in Orlando. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you.